This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahi walhamdulillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. In this world, there are certain things that we want to achieve, but we are unable to achieve. Is that right? I want to do something, I want to achieve something, I want to meet someone, perhaps I want to buy something, I want to go somewhere, I want to marry someone, I want to whatever it might be. And we cannot achieve everything that we want. Is that correct? So Allah Almighty has promised you that in this world, it is impossible for you to get whatever you want, but if you do certain things and you behave in a certain way, then you will be able to get every single thing that crosses your mind, and anything that is in your heart and anything that you desire shall be yours at a certain time. And that time is when you go back to Allah. If you ask yourself, where did you come from? The answer is, I came from Allah. Allah is the one who put me onto the earth. None of us is on earth because of a choice of our own. But rather, we are on earth because Allah chose that we will be on earth. Why are you here? Are you here because you chose to be here? Because Allah wants you to be here. Can you answer me? Because Allah wants you to be here. That's why you are here. So that means you shall live your life according to your desires or according to what Allah has instructed. According to what Allah has instructed. If I'm not even on earth by my own choice, then how can it just be my own choice to do whatever crosses my mind, whether it is or it is not, in what conforms with what Allah has revealed? I cannot just do that. I need to make sure that whatever I do conforms with what is revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we know that Islam is based on how many pillars? Five pillars. We know that Islam is based on five pillars. We know that the first one is connected to Allah. We believe He is one. He alone deserves to be worshipped. When we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, we translate it as, I bear witness that there is none worthy of besides Allah. I bear witness there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. It is a declaration of Tawheed, oneness of Allah. It is a declaration that I will not worship anything or anyone besides Allah because they are not worthy of worship. So how come people say, I bear witness there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, and then they are worshipping so many things besides Allah? Is that how it should be? No. It should actually be that when I declare there is none worthy of worship besides Allah, then I worship Allah alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of Allah. It means he brought a message. That message is the most important message because it comes from the one who made me. He made me, he sent a message for me. How many of us? Can I ask you a question here in Zamboanga? You are ready to answer it? Sure? How many of you have read the Quran in a language that you understand from cover to cover? Put up your hands. Look. Stand up. If you have read the Quran in a language that you understand from cover to cover, cover to cover, the whole thing, please stand up. Come to the front. Not one. Anyone? Okay, I see a few hands, mashallah. Okay, there are a few hands. Sorry, it's a little bit dark, right? But I want to tell you, is that not embarrassing? I am here in Zamboanga today to tell you, wallahi, there is no more powerful word in existence than the word of Allah. How can you be alive and living so much and you have not yet read the most important message brought by the most beloved messenger? given to him by Allah who made you and whom you are going to return to. Promise Allah today that you are going to do something that you will read every day, some verses in a language that you understand so that you know the message of Allah. Do you promise? Put up your hands if you promise. Put up your hands if you promise that you will read the Quran in a language you understand in order to understand the message of Allah. Put up your hands high. MashaAllah, takbir! Wallahi, if we achieve only that today, I can actually go away and inshallah it will be a big success. Next time when I come to Zamboanga, I'm going to ask you the question. And I want to see how many of you have started. Because you might not finish in 1 year. It's okay. You can do a few verses at a time. 1, 2, 3 verses at a time. On average, a human being reads hundreds of WhatsApp messages a day. Do you know that? Hundreds of WhatsApp. A guy like me, maybe thousands of WhatsApp messages. Right? Thousands. And sometimes some people, they sit whole day on the phone. The same phone has applications of Quran, of translation. It is important to read the Quran exactly as it was revealed in the language it was revealed in, no doubt. You read it in Arabic, you do the tilawa, you understand, subhanallah, its meaning. So that means on top of the tilawa, over and above the tilawa and the correction of your recitation and the beautification of that recitation, the Quran has a right over you that you try to understand it. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. What a beautiful verse of the Quran. Allah repeats this more than once in the Quran. He says, will they not ponder deeply over the verses of the Quran? Allah's asking you a question and asking me a question. I need to say, indeed I will. I will inshallah. I'm going to try my best. I'm a Muslim. In my case, I'm a born Muslim. In the cases of a lot of you, born Muslim, in the cases of a large number, Balik Islam, new Muslim, right? Wallahi, the biggest and most powerful gift you ever have is the gift of the message of Allah, the Quran, the gift of Iman, the gift of being the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Appreciate it. You have it in your hands. Read it. Because you and I want to get to Jannah. I want to go to paradise. How am I going to go to paradise when I haven't even connected with the one who created me and created the paradise? And in the interim, he created the world that I'm in. Subhanallah, I don't even know what he said. Allah asks you a question. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. We have made this Quran easy to remember, to memorize, to understand, to appreciate, to learn, to teach, all aspects and all disciplines of connection with the Quran. Allah has made it easy and Allah has made it blessed. So the question Allah is asking all of us, فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ, is there going to be any one of you who is prepared to make that effort to put it into memory, to learn it, to understand it, and so on? This is Allah asking you a question. Did you know that Allah is inviting you to appreciate His word? Allah is asking you. Mountains of hate were crumbled just by true reflection over 2 or 3 verses of the Quran. Look at Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Look at An-Najashi. Umar ibn al-Khattab was such a big hater that he wanted to kill Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He just heard the first few verses of Surah Taha. Wallahi, the mountains of hate crumbled because he knew and he recognized this is the truth. You and I are born Muslims. Come on. We promise Allah we are going to make an effort to learn the Quran because I want to go to Jannah. We are talking about Jannah, paradise, where we are going to go. How to get there, the road to Jannah, and what we will get when we are there. It's the destination, it's the final destination. When I was traveling here to Zamboanga, do you know how I traveled here? From place to place to place, each time I land, I know this is not my destination. This is not my destination. I took off from my country, Harare, Zimbabwe. I landed in Johannesburg. I took off from Johannesburg. I landed in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. I took off from Ethiopia. I landed in Bangkok. We landed in Bangkok. We sat in the aircraft. From Bangkok, we took off and landed in Hong Kong. Hong Kong, I came out, I changed planes, I went into Philippines Airlines. I knew I'm now getting closer to my destination, right? Took off Philippines Airlines, landed in Manila. By the way, it was on time. Usually they say, Philippines Airlines, you sure you're catching Philippines Airlines? You know, 1 hour, 2 hours late, you know, like this particular event here, you know. It's okay, they say, it's okay, it's fine. It's only Philippines. MashaAllah, no. It was on time, MashaAllah. We landed in Manila, so I came out, subhanAllah. And I knew we have something to do in Manila. We spoke to our brothers, our sisters. The following morning we took off. Where did we go? We went to Jensan. You know what is Jensan? The land of tuna and salmon. Am I right? The land of beautiful people. The land of, say it. You see, because you want me to say you are beautiful also. Right? The land of amazing people, Philippines, mashallah. And there are so many amazing people across the world. But my brothers and sisters, when we arrived in Jensan, they said, no, we are going to Sultan Kudarat. Sultan Kudarat. So I said, okay, let's go. MashaAllah, we had such a beautiful ride. I thought I was on a horse. MashaAllah. And I closed my eyes and I'm just... I'm thinking, subhanAllah. It was amazing. We came to Sultan Kudarat. We met beautiful people. We learned so much on the way. I learned about the people and MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, in my heart. I said, tomorrow we are going to Zamboanga. Because it's not my first time here. It's actually... I don't even know how many times. People say, how many times have you been to Zamboanga? Maybe you know. I actually don't know. Because I've been here so many times. Sometimes I can see faces. I recognize, oh, okay, I see that face. Oh, okay, I see that face. SubhanAllah. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum. May Allah Almighty bless you. So, Allah Almighty has told us that your destination is not this dunya. It is only a transit point. You still need to jump into the journey to the ultimate destination. I want paradise. How will I get it? I told you the first pillar of Islam. Protect it, learn it, understand it, work towards it, and be proud of it. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides my maker, Allah. I'm proud of it. I'm happy. I'm excited about it, wallahi. And I will not hide it. I'm happy that I worship Allah and Allah alone. And if someone harasses me and troubles me, and someone maybe makes my life misery just because I say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, I need to know it is an honor. It is an honor. All the messengers and their followers, they were troubled, they were harassed, but were they not the messengers? Were they not correct? Look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the companions, are they not better than you and I? Were they not harassed and troubled so much? Wallahi, so much they were troubled. But were they not on the haq, on the truth? They were on the truth. So if someone laughs at you, jokes at you, harasses you, troubles you on whatever level, wallahi, it's an honor. And that's why the people who are troubled because they say La ilaha illallah, they have a special rank in the eyes of Allah. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness and protect all of us and protect our brothers and sisters all over the world. More so, our brothers and sisters in Palestine who are struggling as we speak. May Allah Almighty grant them victory, grant them protection, grant them goodness, and make us a means of helping them in whatever way we can by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second pillar of Islam, what is it? Say it loudly, please. Prayer, 5 times a day, right? How many of us... Okay, let me not say it's embarrassing. Wallahi, I heard a guy one day saying, Wallahi, you know what, actually... How he spoke, it was showing he's not even really keen on reading salah. May Allah Almighty forgive us. Wallahi, it's a tough one. Prayer is your connection with Allah. Nowadays you have electric vehicles. Can you say a name of one of the electric vehicles? Tesla. Tesla. MashaAllah, Tesla. Beautiful vehicle. Sheikh Wael Ibrahim always tells me, come to Perth, you can drive my Tesla. MashaAllah, you can enjoy it. Wallahi, the Tesla stops working after a little while if you don't charge it. Do you know that? That's why I don't have a Tesla. So Brother Wael tells me, well, you have a fuel vehicle. It still stops. You still need to fuel it. I say, okay, you win, I lose. You need to recharge that every single day. Every time you want to move, you recharge your motor vehicle. And the same applies to our phones. Wallahi, do you know? How many times do you charge your phone? so many times. If there is no connection nearby and you know you are going on a journey, what do? You take something small called power bank. Why power bank? Because you know I need it to charge my phone. I need to be connected with the rest of the world. Why don't you charge yourself regarding salah to be connected with the Lord of the worlds? Take your power bank with you, small sajada, small something, small bottle of water, whatever you have to. Wallahi, wallahi, it is more important than the phone. Even the new iPhone that came out, it's called the iPhone 17. Have you come across it? That iPhone 17, more important than that iPhone, wallahi, is your bottle of water and your sajada and your concern of your salah. Connect with Allah is far greater and far more important than the connection with the whole world. Because if you do not connect with Allah, you will lose the hereafter in totality. What's the point? What is the point? And by the way, I don't even know of the iPhone 17. I think they stopped at about 15 because I'm a Samsung guy. I know more about Samsung. MashaAllah. Oh, you don't want to listen to me anymore now because I'm Samsung. It's okay. I was going to say who else is Samsung, but no problem. We won't fight about Samsung. We're talking about Jannah. In Jannah, there is no iPhone, no Samsung. You don't need all of that. Right? My brothers and sisters, connect with Allah. The second pillar of Islam is Salah. فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. Allah speaks about the messengers and their messages. And Allah speaks about how thereafter there were groups of people who left their prayer. So what happened to them? They left their prayer and they followed their desires. They started doing whatever they want. Imagine you are on earth, not because you wanted to be here, because Allah forced you to be here. That's why you are here. Allah pushed you. You had to be here. You have no say in the fact that you came onto the earth. Do you realize that? So you are here because it's out of your own capacity that you are here. So you are here. The one who put you here, you have to connect with him. You have no option but to connect with him. He's telling you, don't just fulfill your whims and fancies and desires. And there is a guarantee in Islam. If Allah tells you do not do something, wallahi, it is because it is harmful in one way or any way, shape or form. It is negative. It is unhealthy. It is not good for you. There is something about it that is destructive. If Allah tells you do not do something, Allah knows that this is the worst thing you could do. Allah has never prohibited something that is beneficial for you. Impossible. The same applies if Allah tells you that this is compulsory, you have to do it. Wallahi, if you don't do it, you are at a loss. And if you do it, it will develop you. It will help you. You will grow. It will grant you the success in this world and the next. You cannot just go around committing adultery for the rest of your life. It needs to stop. You cannot go around gambling and drinking and doing whatever you want for the rest of your life. Wallahi, it should stop. It must stop. All of those things, when they are unregulated, if they are regulatable, you need to know that the damage is so severe, you need to either regulate it or abstain from it completely if there is no way of regulating it. Some people are addicted to pornography. Some people are addicted to haram relation. Some people are addicted to alcohol, gambling, whatever it may be. Some people are addicted to beating up their family members. Astaghfirullah, right? If you do not stop, wallahi, you are at a loss. Those haram things, there is no way of making them halal. But if you want halal and you follow that which Allah has ordained, no matter how difficult it may be, and you discipline yourself, wallahi, you will succeed. You know, Islam is a religion of rules and regulations. Why? Allah wants you to be disciplined. He wants you to be upright. You must be a beautiful human being. You walk in an amazing way. Allah says, don't backbite, don't harm, don't abuse, don't swear. Are those not good things? Allah is telling you, is it good or is it bad? Subhanallah. It is brilliant advice. Not only advice, brilliant instructions. I am honored that I just get free advice from Allah. I get free guidance from Allah. I'm honored that I get free guidance from Allah. He tells you, don't swear, don't shout, don't meaning Don't abuse, don't be hurtful. These are simple pieces of advice. They will change your life. If you swear every day, even for social swearing. You know what is social swearing? I was sitting with a group of youngsters somewhere not too long ago, and the guys were just swearing F's and B's and so on, big swear. I said, my brother, you can avoid this. He said, Sheikh, don't be too hard. It's just social swearing. I told him, do you know people drink alcohol and they say it's just social drinking? Do you know that? Same thing. How can you use the word social and commit the sin? Social swearing, social drinking, social porn, social whatever else it is. Wallahi, all of it. Allah says, no, you will not do it. I will not do it. I'm a believer. I believe in Allah. There we go. Clean your tongue. You need to moisten your tongue with the remembrance of Allah. If you are going to use that tongue in the disobedience of Allah, you are going to go nowhere. Allah is going to hold you accountable for everything. I want to go to Jannah. Before I go to Jannah, I have to face Allah and give account for all my deeds. Subhanallah. I need to give account for all my deeds. So speaking about the second pillar of Islam, I gave you the example of the mobile phone, how every little while you need to charge it or the battery goes. If you do not pray 5 times a day, your connection with Allah will be disrupted. It will be disrupted. Therefore, recharge. What do? I pray. But I am so busy. Whatever you are doing, pray. Make a plan. Make a plan. When people want to do haram, they make a plan to do haram. How can we not make a plan to do that which is an obligation upon us? Make a plan. You will do it. You must do it. You shall do it. And Allah will grant you goodness. So I read a verse earlier towards the end of Surah Maryam, where Allah Almighty tells us that there are people who came later on who abandoned their prayer and they followed their desires. What happened to them? Allah says they will lose. They are the ones who will lose paradise. They will be thrown and cast into hellfire. What did they do? They forgot Allah. Nasullaha fanasiyahum. Allah speaks about the hypocrites and He says they forgot Allah. Allah left them. Khalas, you can go do what you want. You know why? Because they are not going to go to Jannah. May Allah Almighty protect us and forgive us and grant us steadfastness. I am here to talk about paradise, how to get there, the journey, as well as what is it that Allah has prepared for us there. So we start off with the pillars of Islam. Your prayer. You know what Allah says immediately after that verse? Illa man taba wa amana wa amila salihan fa ulaika yadkhuluna al jannah wa la yudhlamuna shay'a. He spoke about those who abandoned their prayer, those who followed their desires, and how they are at a loss. Then he says, except those who repent. If you've done anything in the past, Allah says, you know what? Repent. You can repent. So Allah makes an exception and He says, except those who repent and do good deeds, they are the ones who will be granted entry into paradise, and Allah will not wrong anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the unique qualities of His is that He is the most forgiving, the most merciful, the oft forgiving. When you repent to Allah truly, you connected with Allah. He forgave you. He forgave you. You ask Allah, oh Allah, what I did was wrong. Forgive me. You are a human. I'm a human. You are bound to err. You are bound to sin. At times you might engage in sin out of your human weakness because you are a human. The consolation of it is I have a Lord who is most forgiving, and I will go and I will seek forgiveness and I will continue to seek forgiveness until the day that I meet with Allah. Imagine meeting with Allah and your deeds are all forward, and every day of your life you sought the forgiveness of Allah and it's there in your book. Won't you be quite happy? Meaning you are anxious because of the bad deeds. But you are happy that, alhamdulillah, I sought the forgiveness of Allah every day in a sincere way. At least I may get the mercy of Allah. And the mercy of Allah will give me paradise. Seek the forgiveness of Allah every day. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sought the forgiveness of Allah up to 100 times a day, according to a narration. Did he need it? Did he need to do that? He didn't. Was he a sinful man? No. Astaghfirullah. The best of creation, the most noble of all prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he sought that forgiveness as a lesson for all of us. Days pass, how many times do you seek forgiveness? Sometimes we forgot. We didn't make tawbah. We didn't say, oh Allah, forgive me. Forgive me for what I know, what I don't know. What I did openly, what I did hidden. What I did in day, what I did at night, and so on. Sometimes a long time passes, we didn't seek the forgiveness of Allah. I want to tell you, you want paradise. Help yourself to achieve paradise by seeking the forgiveness of Allah often. And Allah will grant you the Jannah. So Allah says, people will go into hellfire except those who repent and those who do good deeds. For them is Jannah. Paradise was created for them. Sometimes people commit immorality. They commit some sin. They have fallen into adultery, fornication, pornography, whatever it may be. Allah Almighty says, if you repent, you are the type of person that I created paradise for. There are other verses where Allah says this. Allah says, paradise has been created for those who have repented from their sins. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Those who have wronged themselves, committed immorality, they have wronged themselves. When if they remember Allah and they seek the forgiveness and they don't continue doing what they were on and they do good deeds thereafter, do you know what Allah says in the following verse? Allah says that those are the ones whom He has prepared paradise for.
أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ.
For those people, there is forgiveness from their Lord and there is paradise. Look at the hope Allah is giving us. Look at the hope Allah is giving us. Allah is telling us, what you did in the past is the past. Do not dwell on it. Move forward. Connect with Allah. You need to be better every day. Allahumma ja'al khayra ayyamina awakhiraha. Oh Allah, let the best of our deeds be the best of our days be the last days. And the best of our deeds be the last deeds. Which means, let us become better and better and better every day. So that the last day that we are on earth, we are on the best that we ever were. That's what Allah says. I need that. You need that. When you are young, sometimes you don't think of the connection with Allah because you are so energetic and you really have the world ahead of you and you think I'm going to live for long. You concentrate on your school and your business and you concentrate on earning and making money because you want to live a healthy and luxury life without realizing, because you are young, you don't think I need something more important than the house that I'm trying to buy or build here. And that is the eternal abode of the hereafter. I'm not saying don't go out to work, don't earn, don't do. Please do whatever you can. Earn a lot. May Allah make you billionaires. Say ameen. Ameen. Not even in pesos, but in gold. Because pesos, tomorrow it might go this way, that way, isn't it? May Allah make it easy. We said ameen not because we want to keep it for ourselves, because we want to give zakat.
وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ عِبَادَهُ بِالْغَيْبِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ وَعْدُهُ مَأْتِيًّا لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا إِلَّا سَلَامًا وَلَهُمْ رِزْقُهُمْ فِيهَا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيًّا تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي نُورِثُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا مَنْ كَانَ تَقِيًّا.
Allahu Akbar. I can keep going with these verses. Allah is telling us about paradise. Let's go slowly bit by bit. Allah is saying, جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ, the paradise, the eternal paradise, the amazing paradise, the most beautiful paradise. The one that has been promised by the Most Merciful to His worshippers in the unseen. What is the unseen? Have you seen paradise? You haven't. But are you working towards paradise?
Yes.
Yes. If someone gives me information that there is a beautiful holiday destination in Boracay or Pelawan, wherever else it might be, I know it's there. Wallahi, more convincing is the fact that there is a paradise more beautiful, because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam came and delivered to us the word of Allah. It is more powerful than the word of any one of us. You might go to Pelawan and Boracay and you might be upset because either it was too hot, too humid, the sun was scorching. Something has to be negative even about a positive place. Always. But in Jannah, it's just positive. People say, we went on holiday, but it was very hot. The one thing has to be out, because Allah says we have to make something out so that you prepare for the perfect. The perfect. I started off by saying, so many things I want, I cannot get them. But I know I'm getting them. That's why sometimes you see a nice thing, say, inshallah, Allah will give me something better in Jannah. Allah will give me something better in Jannah. Bear patience. If Allah did not give you something that your heart is desiring in this world, bear patience. And through the mercy of Allah, He will give you the reward of your patience multiplied to the degree that you will thank Him so much, and you will be grateful that He did not give you that thing in the world. Subhanallah. You have a health matter, a health problem. This world is full of problems. Someone passed away. You're an orphan. May Allah make it easy for you. May Allah grant your loved ones Jannah. May Allah make your life easy. Keep going. Keep going. Don't give up. Allah will take you away too one day. And then when you go back to Allah, you will be the happiest person. That is Allah. Allah is just. He does not oppress. So Allah says, Allah's promise is definitely coming. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ وَعْدًا مَسْئُولًا. Allahu Akbar. In one place in Surah Al-Furqan, Allah Almighty says, regarding the promise of Allah, He says, do you know it is upon Allah such that you can hold Him accountable for His promise? How can we hold Allah accountable for His promise or responsible for His promise? Rather, we would say Allah will never ever go against His promise. There it goes. That's better. For me to word it that way is far more connected to my belief, because I firmly believe that I don't need to ask Allah. When I get to say, oh Allah, you promised me this, are you going to give it to me? Wallahi, before you can even do that, it will come to you. You don't have to worry. Allah, asdaq, He is the most truthful in whatever He says. And He is the most beautiful in the way He says whatever He says. That is Allah. Allah, when He makes a promise, it's a promise. So Allah says, لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا. They will not hear any speech that is futile. They won't hear anything. The only thing they will hear is goodness and peace. Either the greeting, salaman, salam. That's the greeting of Jannah, in Jannah. Salam, peace. Subhanallah. This is Allah telling us, you will be at peace. One of the biggest gifts of Allah is peace. When we were coming to Zamboanga, every time, including this time, people say, please don't go, it's dangerous. I say, no, it's not. Please don't go, it's dangerous. No, it's not. They said, don't go to Tawi Tawi. We said, no, I need to go to Tawi Tawi. We will go. So what? They are lovely people, warm hearts. They're good, they're kind. We are only going with the message of Allah. What am I telling you today? Connect to Allah. That's all. It's a safe place, it's a good place. Because of a few incidents that might have happened, people already say there is no peace. How can you say that? Subhanallah. But what it does teach me is that peace is a big gift of Allah. Peace is a gift of Allah. The people in the greatest peace are the people in Jannah and Paradise. And Allah says, وَلَهُمْ رِزْقُهُمْ فِيهَا. They will have sustenance, their own sustenance in Jannah, in Paradise. Morning and evening, whatever you want, however you want, whenever you want, it is yours. It is yours. What do you want? Allah says, don't worry, you worked hard in this world. You went through the struggles that I put you through. You were patient, you fulfilled your prayer, you connected with me, you remained away from immorality. You did not engage in
shirk or association of partnership with me in any way, shape or form. You gave charity to the poor. For those who could, they went for Hajj. You fasted in the month of Ramadan. You were upright. You only ate halal. You repented every day. Wallahi, you have succeeded. Wallahi, you have succeeded. May Allah grant us success. Good news to you. Today I am here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, let's be better people. Let's be better people in every way. In my connection with Allah primarily. And in my connection with everyone else. You know, you have your mother at home. And maybe they might have passed away. Or your grandmother, your parents, or your father, whoever. Wallahi, treat them with kindness. That is your door to Jannah. Treat them with kindness. You have the elderly. Allah tells you to respect those who are elderly. You give them priority. The cultures in this part of the world generally do adopt that teaching to say we respect the elderly. Am I right? So we respect them in a beautiful way. Serve them. I always say, when people come and complain about their mother-in-law or someone else, I always say, if Allah has kept a reward, great reward, to serve the elderly who are random, not even related to you, can you imagine the reward of serving the one who is related to you or to your husband or your wife? Can you imagine? If random person who is old, there is such a great reward to serve them and to look after them. What do you think will be the reward to serve the one who is old but connected to you through relation? Wallahi, it will be much bigger. There is a double reward because there is a double connection. And there is a triple reward when there is a triple connection. So Allah will not give you a massive reward for something unless it's very hard to do. Ala inna sil'ata Allahi ghaliya. The product that Allah has for you is not cheap. It's a very expensive product. What is it? It's paradise. You want it? Well, you're going to have to work hard. 5 prayers a day. You have to get up, enjoy them. You have to get used to them. You have to make sure, no matter what I'm doing, I'm going to pray. Right now is the time of prayer. I'm going to cut my talk short simply because it is the time of prayer and we all need to go to pray. So in a few minutes, rather than speaking for 1 whole hour, I will not speak for 1 hour, because for me, the prayer is more important than what I'm saying now. So my brothers and sisters, here we are teaching. What are we teaching? Bear patience regarding what Allah has put you in. Allah knows, He will give you Jannah. He knows you personally. He knows your problem, your hardship, your difficulty, your struggle. Some are finding it difficult to find a spouse. Some have a spouse, but it became a bit spicy. Right? You know, back in the day when they used to say, what is the plural of mouse? What's the plural of mouse? Mice. So someone says, well then what's the plural of spouse? They say spice. La hawla wa la quwwata. Sometimes it becomes a bit too spicy, right? Too hot. Why? Because there is a plural. That's why. May Allah Almighty forgive us and grant us ease. My brothers and sisters, we need to know that Allah is merciful. Allah is the greatest. Don't lose hope. I have my own struggles. You have your own struggles. But trust me, we should be the happiest people. No problem. I have a struggle, I'm a happy person. Alhamdulillah. You're alive, you're okay. Every day you struggle a bit. Are you managing? You're coping? Well then Allah chose that problem for you. If you want that problem to go away, yes, it might go away. Who knows? Allah might test you with a bigger problem. Then you're going to say, oh, you know what? The other problem was better than this one here. I'd rather have the other one. Too late. Now there's a bigger problem here. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness and Jannah. May Allah Almighty elevate our status. And may Allah Almighty truly grant us the paradise in which there is whatever we wish for however long we want. So I want to end off by saying, what is it in Jannah? What are you getting in Jannah? Can I ask you a question? How many of you have pets? Put up your hands. You have a pet, either a cat or whatever else it might be. You have pets. Okay, put your hands down. How many of you want your pet in paradise? Quite a few hands. Okay, put your hands down. Mashallah. I want to tell you something. There is an answer to that. Someone asked me, Sheikh, I have a dog. Now, that's a whole chapter, right? I need my dog in Jannah. Do you know what I told him? Have you heard the speech where I said this? I said, can you imagine in Jannah, I'm sitting calm, cool, and suddenly I hear, rah, rah, rah. Come on, it can't happen. Huh? It can't happen. Jannah, paradise. And suddenly I will hear a dog next to me and another few dogs. And so one guy has a monkey and a donkey and whatever else. Ya akhi, subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. You want a dog in Jannah? So let me tell you what is the answer. Your pet, rather than worrying about your pet, go to Jannah. Wallahi, worry about yourself, go to Jannah. When you get there, Allah will not let you down. Sometimes there will be something so mind-boggling and amazing that you won't even remember what you had back on earth. You won't even remember, because what is on offer is something amazing beyond your imagination. I always talk about, even in this hall, I once spoke about how when you're in the womb of your mother, what do you remember? Nothing, because when you came out, it was too overwhelming. Too overwhelming. I can't remember a thing, not one thing. So if you were in the womb of your mother and you think to yourself, this is tasting nice. I hope one day I have this in what might have been known as the life after the womb, right? You don't even remember that you were in the womb, but you know you were there. You don't remember. You know you were there. It might happen that when I go into the hereafter, so many aspects of my living on earth, I may never remember them. Who and why? Because Allah knows. But sometimes while we are fighting about whether my dog is going to be there or not, we forget about whether I am going to be there or not. That's the problem. That is the big problem. It's Shaitan's plan. It's Shaitan's plan where he makes you think about something you may or may not get there. To the degree that you forget that I might not even be going there. A guy tells me, and this is something that really has happened. So many things we are hearing about Jannah. You know what? Relax, relax. Like they say, take a chill pill. You know why? Work on yourself. Are you going to be in Jannah? That's the most important question for me. It's about myself. Wallahi, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about how serious the day of judgment is, he says, kullun yaqulu nafsi nafsi. Everyone is going to worry about himself and himself alone. Each one is worried about himself or herself. If that is the condition of the messengers, what about you and me? Only Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam worried about the whole ummah. Ummati, ummati. May Allah Almighty gather us as an ummah on the day of judgment and take us through to Jannah without reckoning. My brothers and sisters, we meet again inshallah. But until we meet again, we pray that Allah Almighty grant us goodness. We pray that He change us in a good way. We pray that He connects us with Him in a better way. You need to learn, you need to study, you need to actually increase in the good that you are doing, and you need to cut the bad. Whatever bad habits you have, cut them. You want to do something good, do it from today. You want to stop something bad, stop it from now. It is possible. Allah will ask you and I about it. When we get on the day of judgment and we say, oh Allah, I stopped it only for your sake, you will see the reward on that day. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness in this world and in the hereafter. And I tell you, if Allah has written that we don't meet in this world, inshallah we meet in the hereafter. Like I say, we're going to be doing our salah just now. No need to stampede and no need to push each other and shove. It's impossible for a guy like me to shake everyone's hand. And another thing, it's not virtuous. There is no special virtue to shake my hand at all. I'm a human just like you. Who knows, maybe you are far better than me. But Allah has given us the opportunity at least to be in the same place at the same time. I thank Allah for that. And Allah gave us the opportunity to say good things, to remind each other about Him. I thank Allah for that. May Allah give us another opportunity and another opportunity and more opportunities until we meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we don't meet here, we're meeting there, inshallah. Who wants to meet in the Akhirah? Who wants to meet in Jannah? MashaAllah. May Allah Almighty grant us all Jannah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa sallallahu wa sallama ala nabina Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.